Welcome to today's episode of the Powerhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Worthington, and I'm so grateful to have you here. In today's episode, you're going to get to know me a little bit better, and I'm also going to outline in detail what you can expect from dialing into the Powerhouse Podcast weekly. I'm so excited to have you here, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Wow. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Powerhouse Podcast. I think we should call this one the Maiden Voyage, as it is the first full episode podcast of the Powerhouse Podcast. And I am your host, Melissa Worthington, and I am just so beyond excited to have you all here. I'm so excited to be bringing this podcast to you, especially this week, because where I'm based out of in Vancouver, Canada, this week we have the Vancouver International Boat Show, which is Western Canada's largest boat show. And I'm going to be tapping into some seminars while I'm there, seeing all the latest marine products and innovations, and I just can't wait to share with all of you everything I'm going to learn while I'm there. I also have my company, Powerhouse, set up as an exhibitor at this convention, so if any of you are going to be at the show, make sure you stop by and say hello to me. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, why don't I share a little bit about myself with you? So as you know, I'm Melissa, and I am the co-founder and owner of Powerhouse Marine Services in the beautiful west coast of Canada. But beyond being an entrepreneur, I am a mama to two young boys. I'm an avid camper, and I have an unhealthy obsession with my two dogs. If I'm not on a boat or working on a boat, you're going to find me exploring everything the west coast has to offer. I spend most of my weekends going off-roading with my family. We'll start a fire. I get to sit and watch my children fish. And through that, I was inspired to start Powerhouse Marine Services. I was just, you know, in awe of the natural beauty of the West Coast and my passion for exploring. I wanted to meet and support people that have the same appreciation for the great outdoors. So now if you're wondering where our name Powerhouse came from, my life and business partner, Imad, and I named our company Powerhouse because we are about so much more than just boat detailing. Our name signifies our commitment to excellence and our relentless pursuit of being the industry's best. You know, it might be a cliche, but we do aim to not just meet expectations. We are out there to redefine them. We wake up every day driven to exceed the benchmarks we set out for ourselves and for our business the day before. And we envisioned a community of like-minded individuals who share an appreciation for the great outdoors and wanted to create a space to connect and support them. So we really felt that the name Powerhouse embodies what we represent, but also allows our clients to know what they can expect when they hire us to do a job, when they take us on to detail their boats, or when they turn to us for their expertise. We want them to know we are a strong source of knowledge, that we are at the top of our game and dedicated to what we do. And we really felt that Powerhouse, the name Powerhouse, encompassed that vision we had when we opened our business. And you know what? As a little side note here, if you're just starting up a business and are figuring out what you're going to name it, make sure you choose something that really embodies how you feel. You don't want to have imposter syndrome when it comes to your business name. It's just so crucial that it reflects your passion so that you feel inspired by it every day. And believe me when I say that is a little key secret into growing a successful business. You have to live, eat, sleep, breathe your name, because that's your target audience's first impression of you. So make sure it fully represents what they can expect to receive from you. I mean, oh my gosh. In fact, I could probably do a whole podcast episode on the importance of your business name and how to choose one that will set you up for success. So I'm actually going to make a little note of that right now. So stay tuned for that as a future episode. Anyhow, I digress. I want to dive into what makes this podcast so unique. So there's going to be quite a few layers to the Powerhouse Podcast. First and foremost, we're here to motivate and educate you on boat maintenance. You can expect step-by-step guides on everything from the secrets to perfect gel coat polishing. We'll educate you on how to remove growth from your hull, how to condition your upholstery, tackling rust, and so much more. We'll do product reviews that will guide you to achieve the most high-end results. And we're also going to feature interviews with industry professionals so that you can have access to a wealth of information. We'll discuss everything from how to maintain your boat in different environments. Some of you live in places where it's hot all year round, so we'll educate you on how to prevent UV damage. Others live where it's a four-season climate, so we're going to educate you on how to protect your boat through those harsh winters. We'll tap on different maintenance requirements for saltwater boats versus freshwater boats. The list goes on. We are just really looking forward to tailoring this podcast based on your feedback and questions and what you'd like to know on how to care for your boat. We will also provide candid insights into our entrepreneurial journey and the strategies behind growing and scaling a successful business. And we're so excited to share with you those secrets to our success so that you can apply them to your goals and dreams. We'll share our motivational techniques and our steadfast routines that have resulted in a continuously growing and successful business. And this isn't just going to be a blueprint on how to establish and run a successful business, because there's just so much more to that. It will also be how we personally stay on top of our game. And we'll talk about everything from our healthy habits to our go-to meals, snacks that fuel us throughout the day, how we decompress at the end of a busy work day, and how we juggle raising two kids, two dogs, and supporting a growing business. So are you catching the drift on why we called ourselves Powerhouse? But hey, we're not stopping there. So what sets us apart is our commitment to making this podcast interactive. We want to get to know you and to support you in your passion for caring for your boat, building your business, or enhancing your life. So be prepared for engaging Q&A sessions, live podcasts, and opportunities to get your burning questions answered in real time. This is not going to just be a podcast. We're building a community where we will build connections, share experiences, and support each other through this wild ride called life. So if you're ready for this, then let's fasten our seatbelts and get ready for a thrilling ride through the world of boats, businesses, and beyond. But on that note, I want to thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. This is a shorter episode than they are normally going to be. If you listened to the trailer for the Powerhouse podcast, then this first episode was just meant to serve as a broader overview of what you can expect by dialing in weekly. And I do hope you will join me again next week as I go over everything that I have learned and seen at the Vancouver International Boat Show coming up this weekend. I will let you know about all the new innovations, new product releases, new technology. I'll let you know about some of the new how-tos I've learned while I'm there, because I'm going to be diving into a bunch of the seminars that are going to be there. There is going to be such a wealth of knowledge from the industry's greatest that are going to be there this weekend. So for sure, tune back in. There's going to be so much to discuss next week. But until then, I hope you have a great day, and I will see you in the next episode.